D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Well, it is trifecta time. We are going to squeeze one in live from the Super Bowl. Hopefully you are well aware of what the trifecta truly is. It's a chance to remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they matter to us, whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. And Deej, where are we today?
Let me pull it up.
Room 408.
The ticket!
David Lynch. We put in David Lynch last week.
All right.
How's everything back there, Deej?
This is going to be a tough one. If Phil Lesh from the Grateful Dead was not able to get in, then I don't know the fate of one Garth Hudson.
Who?
Yes, there is a man named Garth. That's not the other Garth. So, Garth Hudson was in the rock and roll outfit known as The Band.
Generic.
Very generic. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994, just to get that out there. He is the final surviving member of the band, as they all kind of passed at different times of different causes. One hung himself while on tour. One had a... It's not funny, Bob.
Jeez. Sorry. It just struck me in a weird way.
Richard Manuel hanged himself at the age of 42. Rick Danko struggled with heroin addiction, died in his sleep at 56. Levon Helm.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, Levon Helm overcame his big drug issues and ended up dying at the age of 71. And then most recently, Robbie Robertson, Oscar Award winner, who's helmed all the scores for Martin Scorsese movies, died in 2023. So Garth Hudson is the last one. He's the organ player of the band. And for those who don't know, well, let me just set this up by saying originally the band was called the Hawks. They were playing for a guy named Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks. They were the Hawks. The Hawks then were hired by Bob Dylan in the mid-60s to be his band. And after a couple of tours with him, they all kind of settled right outside of Woodstock, or maybe right inside of Woodstock. And around town, people started calling them, oh, that's the band. That's Dylan's band. They're the band. And they changed their name from the Hawks to the band. And they left Dylan. They made two huge, huge albums, commercial success, critically acclaimed albums in the late 60s and early 70s that launched them into superstardom. And if you don't know who the band is, I would assume you've heard this song at least, The Wait. They combined rock and roll, folk, whatever you want to call today's Americana, country, everything. They were really the first band that I think could be labeled Americana, and they were revered in those circles. And this was probably their biggest hit.
And so Garth is on the keys here.
Every single keyboard piano that you hear from the band, which was their sound, every instrument that wasn't a guitar or drums, he played everything. He arranged all the music. He basically was their producer. He added all these extra instruments. He meticulously poured over every single album and song of theirs, trying to make it sound absolutely perfect. It was kind of his baby. And as everybody said in the band, he was the most important guy in, even though he wasn't a singer and the rest of them did sing, he was the glue. He was the guy that everybody turned to. The band broke up famously in 1976. They were all doing their own things. They were all massive drug addicts at the time. Their final concert at the Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco turned into Martin Scorsese's opus.
The Last Waltz.
The Last Waltz, yes, which is the most famous rock and roll documentary ever put on. Anybody, everyone who was anyone showed up for that and was part of this concert. It's still such a heavy-hitting documentary.
Is that the one with Neil Young with the giant rock of cocaine stuck in his nostril?
Yeah, do you know this story?
No.
So Neil Young was going out to play.
Wondering if I need to see this documentary.
It's awesome, dude. And Scorsese was obsessed with him. And that's why Scorsese worked with Robbie Robertson in all of his movies, or a lot of them at least, to score his films. But yeah, it was Neil Young's turn to play, and someone right on the side of the stage was like, "You want to do a line?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure." And he rips up a big line of coke and is like, "And ladies and gentlemen, Neil Young!" And he walks out there and he's kind of sniffling. And in the original cut, he's got a huge rock of cocaine just sitting there in his nostril.
Like in his nose hairs, just suspended.
Yeah.
Wow. Like in a spider web.
And,
just been the Café du Monde.
And Scorsese asked him, like, "Do you want, this is ridiculous. We can't leave this in here." Neil Young's like, "I don't care. Leave it in there." And at the time, Scorsese said, I just can't do it. I can't leave it in there. It's too ridiculous. And he spent $1 million to edit it out in 1977.
Like frame by frame?
To get a rock of cocaine out of Neil Young's nose.
No.
Anyway, so Garth Hudson went on to play with a bunch of other bands. He ended up playing with Roger Waters, Tom Petty, recording with them, helping them arrange their music afterwards. Again, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. You can play some of the other songs. Play Atlantic City. They did a cover of... and crank this up, Glenn. This is my favorite song that they ever did. And you can tell... I mean, this is...
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night. And they blew up his house, too.
That's Levon singing.
Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do.
He sounds like Oliver Anthony.
Just don't.
In from out of state.
This does sound east of Richmond.
And then here comes Garth.
Can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade. And the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth.
Garth was 87 or 88 years old, died in a nursing home. I hate hearing rock and roll guys that end up in nursing homes, but because we're at that era now.
Do you prefer they hang themselves at 42?
I do not, Bob. I do not.
Sounds like you do.
Want them to go out in a blaze of glory.
But he ended
and
up.
By the way,
he ended up in a nursing home in Woodstock.
In Woodstock,
New York.
Yeah,
full circle.
Here he is playing accordion.
That's so Americana.
He was a badass. All right.
What were his instruments of choice?
Keyboard, played the B3, played the piano, played the accordion, and they said that he was literally could have played in any orchestra on the planet in any horn instrument, too. Like, he played everything perfectly. So, Garth Hudson checks out at 87.
Where is he? One more follow-up question before we vote.
Yeah.
If they were a basketball team, is he like a one, a two? Like, can he lead a team to a title, or is he like a complimentary player?
I would say Robbie Robertson and Levon Helm were the two most well-known guys in the band. But...
Just like a Gafford?
Yeah, probably.
He's like the player coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's the last surviving member of the iconic group, The Band. Lando!
Well, Ticket Reddit, let's hear what you got, as I will pass.
Ticket Reddit. DJ.
You passed or you voted him out?
Oh, I'm still here. I'm not voting him in.
DJ.
So you described him as the Daniel Gafford of some band I don't know?
God.
That's your cell job?
Accordion player, by the way, DJ.
Out.
Ham?
If he's the backbone of the band and put everything together, then yeah, worthy.
David?
I'm really on the fence, but the fact that Ham said yes, I don't want to throw us into a tie since we don't have our seventh juror on the panel today, so I'll just say yes.
I mean, I... You did a fine job presenting him, right?
Michael wants to be the swing vote today.
Okay.
He's in.
Would you put him in?
I don't think I need to if you got you.
No, I'm putting him in.
That's a fourth, right?
Yes. I'm putting him in for sure.
Well, we need your vote on the record,
Bob. Okay, well, then I would say no.
What a jerk. The great Garth Hudson is in, baby, and Phil Lesh didn't make it. You know what this is?
Because he sucks.
It's the make good.
Yeah.
It's the Phil Lesh
it's make
the good.
Call.
I get it. I understand. I'll take it. If I could have one or the other, I'm fine. I'm fine with it. All right.
I'm going to change my vote.
No, you can't change your vote.
But then I'm changing mine.
No, none of you can do that.